A word about a recently published book by Peter Brennan, who lives in Florida in the USA, called Fun with Sailboats. It has a number of chapters on sailing around Ireland, including some on the late Asgard II and one about sailing on the Maybird with Dara Hughes in the Round Ireland race. She became the oldest boat ever to complete the circuit. That's Fun with Sailboats. You'll find it on Amazon.com. A regular contributor, Hugh Oram, is an avid watcher of all types of ships coming in and out of the country. He now has this advice for you if you want to watch those online.
One of the most fascinating sources of data about the Irish shipping industry and movements in and out of ports around the state is the iShip Index, produced by the Irish Maritime Development Office. The Irish Maritime Development Office came into being nearly 20 years ago as part of the Marine Institute, itself set up in 1991. The aims of the IMDO include the promotion and assistance in the development of Irish shipping and Irish shipping services, as well as seafarer training. And one of the IMDO's productions is the iShip Index, first established at the beginning of 2007. For over a decade, it has provided invaluable information about all five main categories moving through ports in the state: low-low, row-row, dry bulk, liquid bulk, and break bulk. As all three bulk segments aren't traditionally measured in tonnage, low-low and row-row traffic was converted into tonnage terms, which means that the entire iShip Index has a common denominator. The ports that provide data for the index are Cork, Drogheda, Dublin, Dundalk, Dunleara, Galway, Greenore, New Ross, Rosslare Europort, Shannon Foynes, Waterford and Wicklow. Steady growth in Irish ports and shipping has featured in the index since 2009, despite the recent recession, which was then at its height. One of the latest indices recorded a 6% growth in port and shipping activities in the Republic in the third quarter of 2018 compared to the same quarter of the previous year, 2017. And in the third quarter of 2018, the index reached 1,007 points, the fourth consecutive quarter in which it has exceeded the baseline of 1,000 points, reflecting the strong economic growth of the past couple of years. These recent figures show that the low-low market in Ireland grew by 5% compared to 2017, while row-row traffic went up by 4%. On an all-island basis, the row-row segments of the shipping market grew by 3%. Bulk traffic, that's break, dry and liquid bulk, advanced by 6%. In terms of commodities, there was a huge growth in animal feed traffic, up 44%, which was down to the fodder crisis that began in the first quarter of last year. Fertiliser traffic was up even more, 52%. But on the other hand, coal declined by 29%, while alumina and bauxite went down by 8%, and there was no growth in cement. The iShip Index covers all freight movements in and out of Ireland, where more than 90% of external trade is seaborne. But the index doesn't include passenger movements. The latest iShip Index for the fourth quarter of 2018 was published recently. The Irish Maritime Development Office, which is headed by Liam Lacey, also produces regular data in other formats, such as its regular e-zine and its quarterly reports on the shipping sector. So overall, it's able to give a very detailed and up-to-date summary of what's happening in Irish ports and what's happening in every part of the seaborne freight business, according to Ben Breen, economist at the IMDO. While the iShip Index contains some figures relating to the north of Ireland, the detailed port statistics for the north come through the Northern Ireland Statistics and Research Agency, using data collected and published by the UK-wide Department of Transport. Their most recent figures show that the total tonnage through northern ports in 2017 was 27.1 million tonnes, a slight increase on the previous year. Most port traffic in the north is through Belfast, 67%, while Warren Point is second at 12%, just ahead of Larne. While all the information on port traffic in both parts of Ireland has been on an upwardly positive curve during the past few years, the big unknown is how Brexit is going to affect these traffic trends. It's the great unknown in the maritime sector. But in due course, information from the Irish Maritime Development Office's iShip Index and the figures from the north will tell us exactly what the impact has been.
Hugh Oram. And that's it for Seascapes for this week. All the items on our programme are podcast on our website, and you'll find links to them there as well, or to e.ie/seascapes. You can contact us by email, seascapes@rte.ie. And we're back at the same time next Friday. If you're on the water in the meantime, be safe.
And Seascapes is presented and produced by Fergal Keane.